Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The manager of the Mets is Mickey Callaway. Mickey, welcome. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing well.
All right. You're back home. You got a lot of home games coming up. You're in the stretch run right now. Things are kind of stacked against you. What's your message to your team, Mickey?
You know, they've been stacked against us before. We've done some special things, getting back into it in the first place. We just got to focus one game at a time. You know, it would have been easy after that really tough loss the other day to come out the next day flat. They didn't do that. They came out, played a great game. Now we got to get on a roll, and you got to win. I mean, we are in front of our fans. We have no excuses. Play a majority of our games at home. We've got the talent. We got to go get it done.
Listen, there's no questioning your team has shown, especially your kids, have shown resiliency. They've shown mental toughness. They've bounced back. Alonso's had a brilliant season. So has McNeil. There's a lot of things to like going forward. Davis's year, Rosario's year. We can go down the line. That bullpen, though, is night in and night out. It just kills you. I mean, it's just continued to kill you. And you did nothing wrong that night. You took Lugo out. You made the right move. I mean, you needed him the next day. And you had a six-run lead. If you don't think you can get three outs with a six runs, I mean, come on. But it didn't happen. And there's been too many of those times. There's not enough reliable people for you to trust down there in that bullpen.
Yeah, we can't have it happen again. I mean, we just can't, right? For us to get to where we want to get, those guys, everybody down there has to perform. You can't give away one game again. So we're going to keep on trusting these guys and go from there. But they got to get it done if we're going to get to where we want to get.
So your tact basically is and continues to be, I have to use Familia and Diaz, and if they don't do it, we're going to go down with them, right? I mean, that's it, right?
And you have to, because Justin Wilson, Avalon, and Lugo can't pitch every night. You know, Paul Sewald, Tyler Bachelor, Diaz, Familia, all of those guys are going to have to get big outs at some point, because there's going to be days where Lugo's not available, and there's going to be days where Wilson isn't available. And those guys got to step up on those days and get it done.
How devastating. You had a couple of them. You had the Dodger one. You had the Philly one. How shell-shocked was this team after that ninth inning the other night?
Yeah, you're shell-shocked. You know, you're surprised. You know, I think I looked at Riggs and said, did we just lose? You know, it's hard to fathom in real time. But like you said before, this is a resilient bunch of guys, which is not easy, too, because we have a lot of young players that we count on every day. It's not veterans that have seen almost everything and can brush it off because they've had that experience. But our young players deal with adversity and are so resilient that they keep on playing. But like I said, we can't have, you know, those anymore. We just can't to get to where we want to go.
You know, so many guys, Alonso's year is remarkable. I mean, there's no other word for it. I mean, even in this crazy home run year where there's so many home runs hit, I mean, he might hit 50 home runs. I mean, it's an incredible season. It really is in so many ways. And he's kind of become the face of the franchise very quickly, which is, something special. But, you know, so many guys for you down the stretch. Davis, what he's done. Rosario, what he's done. Even though Ramos is hit. How about Ramos is hitting in the last 2 months?
Yeah, you know, I'm really proud of those guys, and they got us on a roll and got us to where we can even, you know, go out there tonight in Citi Field with a chance to make the playoffs. It's been a byproduct of our players' performance, and our bullpen, for the most part, has stepped up since the All-Star break. And when your guys perform to their talent level, you can win. And we just got to continue to do that. Look, we've won, 13 out of 14 before. We got to make that same kind of run again, and it'll be fun.
You know, realistically, and you know this, I mean, even if things break your way, you're still going to probably have to win 16, 17 games minimum down a stretch here to make the playoffs. It's going to take that many wins.
Yeah, you know, we got to win games. We have to win as many as possible. And then, you know, if the Cubs win that many, you can't do anything about it. That's the position we've put ourselves in. So we got to go out there tonight, take care of the Phillies, tonight, tomorrow, the next day, and then get the next series and take care of business then and see where everything falls.
I was on vacation that week. I mean, I wasn't on with you, but I saw the games. But those last six games off that wonderful performance against the Indians, those last six games against the Braves and Cubs at home, what happened?
You know, we just couldn't come up with a big hit. We couldn't make the big pitch. But for the most part, we pitched pretty well in those series, but we just couldn't get that big hit.
The bats went quiet during those games. Yeah,
they went cold, you know, and there's no rhyme or reason. They just did. And then, you know, one game they come out and they score 10, and then it's tough to score some runs for a few days. And then we went on the road and won 4 out of 6, you know. So, you know, it's unfortunate that it's been that way for us this season, some ups and downs, and not the consistency that we want. But we got to be consistent from here on out.
And you've gotten, except for a game here or there, like that crazy game that Syndergaard threw, where he also didn't get helped in the field, but he did give up a couple of big homers in that game too. Yeah. But overall, your starting pitching has been pretty good.
No, they've been the best starting staff in baseball, I believe, since the All-Star break. You know that they're a good group of guys, and they're going to perform to a high standard, and they just have to keep on getting it done. Our bullpen's got to help them out, pick them up. Our offense has got to stay consistent for us to you know, even come close to having a chance. So you got to do something special.
How do you deal with Diaz during this whole thing? I mean, it's been so much on his shoulders. He's had to deal with this. It can't be easy for him. He's been thrown into the middle of this so many times. He's handled it with grace. I'll give him credit for that. He's had a nightmarish season. What would you say about where he is right now?
You know what? We just keep on working, right? You come every day, you work to try and get better, try to pick spots that will help him have success. You know, sometimes it's the spot that presents itself for him. You know, we've used him some when we're up five to get an out, get a couple outs, when we're down a few runs, and we just got to continue to pick spots where it makes sense. You know, like you said, I can't believe this guy has handled this as well as he has. And I think he will be okay because of that and his ability to do that. But right now, we just got to keep working.
Cano came back with a bang his first game, 3-for-3, home run, you know, looked very good. He's back in the lineup tonight. Will you be careful with him, or will you just let him play these last, 20 games out and let him play every day?
You know what? If it were 3 or 4 games left, he'd play every game. But we still have, you know, 20-something games left. So he's not going to be able to play 9 in a row here. So we'll have to take care of him a little bit. But we love that he came back and is swinging the bat well so he can help out the offense. But we'll pick the right days for him to be out there and which days he needs to have off and go from there.
Do you like playing? I mean, is your plan to stay? You know, you have a couple extra pieces now. You got Nimmo back. You got Panic here with Cano. You got a couple extra pieces you can use. Are you going to play guys that way, or do you want to kind of go with a set lineup down a stretch of the season?
No, I think it's going to be a mixture of both. Like today, we had the option basically between Frazier and Davis. And with Matsy on the mound, we knew they were going to stack the deck with righties. The only lefty they have in there is Harper.
So you go for the defense.
The ball to the, So we go for the defense. We got Frazier at third, and we got McNeil in the outfield down the left side, especially because they're going to pull the ball off of Matz and his cutter in. So we'll pick some spots like that and do what makes sense. And we still know that those guys, the Davises, the Panics, can come off the bench, even if it's early in the game like Nimmo did the other day, and get a couple of at-bats to help out the offense.
You know, Davis, we're at least a couple of years, and we're talking with Mickey Callaway, Mets and Phillies tonight as the Mets come home and become they begin their run to the finish line, trying to win, like Mickey said, as many games as they can. Davis is a big-time bat, there's no question. I mean, he's proven that. And the NL is probably still a year or two away from the DH. It's going to happen, but it's still a couple of years away. With that being the case, and him looking like a career DH, can you make him a at least acceptable outfielder to go with that bat?
I think so, because the bat is so good. You know, I think there's, you know, me personally, I think there's worse outfielders, you know, playing every day in the big leagues than J.D. Davis. And he's been solid for us. Has there been some hiccups? Yes. You know, coming in towards the line on the ball has been really rough for him. He throws great, which I love. He gets the ball in quick.
Yeah.
But he's been adequate out there. You know, is it a Gold Glover? No, it never will be. But I think his bat has been so good that it's worth, you know, the defense out there every now and again.
No, listen, his bat's, I mean, it's big time. I mean, not only that, it's good. It's clutch. It's also a home run bat. I mean, it's whatever you're looking for, he delivers. I mean, he's a big time bat.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that he's going to be able to do it adequately enough until the rules change.
How about Rosario down the stretch of the season here?
I'm really proud of Rosie. You know, he had a week there in the middle of the season that was just terrible. You know, he made five or six errors. It was tough on him, and he got motivated. And you know, one thing I think motivated him is a little bit of that talk about putting him in center field. You know, ever since we started talking about that, he's been a little bit of a different guy. And maybe that's what you need every now and again. You know, sometimes in an organization, you need somebody behind you pushing the hell out of you, so you don't feel too comfortable. And we just hadn't had that for Rosie. So maybe center field has put that in his mind. We're like, oh, my gosh, they're going to move me if I don't get in gear. And he kicked it up a notch, and he's been fantastic.
And how about Ramos's bat? I mean, Ramos has hit 400 for, like, you know, 40 games now. I mean, he's been unbelievable.
It's and 95% of those hits are going the other way. You know, if they throw him out over the plate, he just whacks a base hit the other way, a double in the gap the other way. And you, when you're a hitter like that and you're willing to use the whole field, you're going to hit a lot better, and he's done a great job of that.
Getting a chance to watch Alonso do this as a rookie, go in there and put together a year where he's already got 45 homers, and 105 RBIs and still 20 games to play. I mean, he's got a chance to hit 50 home runs as a rookie, which is almost mind-boggling. I mean, and to do it in New York, no less, and to be like the kind of, the leader of the team and everything else. I mean, this is a remarkable season. You've lived it every day with this kid. Are you shocked by what he's done?
Yeah, and you know what? You can't ever expect somebody to do what he's done this year, but I am so happy that it's Pete Alonso, because he does everything the right way, right? He pumps up the crowd the right way. He plays the game the right way. He's a great hitter. He's turned into a really, really, really good first baseman, and I've never seen anybody stretch as well as he does. I mean, the balls that he catches when he's playing first, when he's stretched all the way out, is amazing. So I'm so happy that he's hitting the homers, driving in the runs, being clutch. Like you said earlier, he's become the face of the franchise.
No question.
He's the next David Wright. There's no doubt about it. And he's the type of person you want being that guy, because he does it all the right way.
No offense to David. He's going to be a bigger star. I mean, this guy might hit 50 home runs his first year. I mean, that's unheard of. I mean, you're talking about legendary stuff here. I mean, 50 home runs.
Right, and it's not going to slow down.
It is remarkable. It really is. And you're right. You know, he's a complete player. He plays defense. You know, everyone thought he was a butcher. He's not a butcher. And he's a leader, and he's vocal, and he handles the media well. I mean, he does everything well. I mean, he really is. It's a remarkable thing to have this guy show up and do this year. McNeil, the same way. He's a complete hitter. You know, he's a good player. But this, what the numbers that Alonso has put up is just something you never see. I mean, it's really a remarkable season.
Yeah, I mean, he's breaking all kinds of records. You know, I'm so happy that he's doing what he's doing.
Has anything this team's done, has the resiliency of this team surprised? You've had so many heartbreaking losses. You've had 25 blown saves. You've had some of the worst losses I ever saw a team take, and you have at least stayed in there and fought. You showed something winning that day game the next day, the other day, winning that game. So your team has been resilient. Has anything this team has done surprised you?
No, I think that's who this team is. You know, we have a coaching staff that is relentless. The players are unfazed every single day. You know, it's some things that we went through this year are not easy, and they have passed it with flying colors and put us in a position where we're playing meaningful games in front of our home fans in September, and we can get there. I know we can. I think they know we can too, and that's the way they come to the field every day. You know, we are not going to give up.
Lugo is a very odd pitcher. He's very good, which we know, and except for that one outing where he gave up the five runs, he's been virtually unhittable for the last couple of months. We know that. But he's not the most durable guy in the world. With that being the case, can he ever become a closer? Is that out of the question? I mean, I guess what the question I'm asking is, what is the future for someone who has the ability and the efficiency that Lugo has, but also has some durability issues? What is his future?
You know, it's very difficult, right, to be a bullpen guy that can't pitch 3 out of 4 or 3 out of 5 games.
Should he be a starter?
He could easily be a starter. So what I think the approach needs to be is you go into the offseason and see where you need him the most. And if he's in the bullpen, you have to understand that this is what you're going to get, right? You get a guy that is not going to be a normal usage guy, but when he's in there, he's going to dominate. Or if you need a starter, you put him in the rotation, and he'd be great as a starter. You know, he has the mentality, he has the pitch mix, he has everything you want in a starting pitcher. So you're really just based on what you need as a team.
I would think he would be an incredibly dependable sixth inning starter. I would think, you know, seven innings he would, because nobody touches him, but he's not durable. So I don't know if the pen makes the most sense. That's a big question this team's going to have to answer. The other question they're going to have to answer, which is a tough one, and you don't want to think about next year's questions next year, but not until after you have some time. But and it's one we've debated recently. Can your closer be reclimated in this town where he's had such a tough first year? Or does a closer, because of all the psychological things he has to carry, does he need to change the scenery after not having a good first year? You know, it's an interesting question.
That is an interesting question. My bet would be on Diaz being able to do what he's done in the past and have some success. He brushes it off, and I'm excited about his future. I know he is. It's been a rough few months for him, but my bet would be on Edwin Diaz.
You know, we all know it's not an easy task what you guys have in front of you as far as the playoffs. Do you get a sense in this team that they really believe, and not just nonsense, that they really believe there's a chance they can put something special together here?
There's no doubt they believe that we can get to the playoffs and do something special when we get there. And they show that every single day.
Interesting. Well, you know, if the bullpen would cooperate, you know, it might happen. You know, you have a favorable schedule. You got a lot of home games, so I guess the idea is just to get on a roll again, right?
That's right. That's right. Let's make it fun for the fans.
All right. Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Take care, Mickey Callaway. Interesting questions there. Lugo's in it. I think Lugo's a starter. He's not durable enough. You can't use him back to back days. For the most part, you can't use him 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4. He's not a closer. Long man, I don't know if it makes sense to use him there versus using him as a starter where he goes 6 innings and pitch great most of the time pitch great every, fifth day. It's a question they got to answer, as they will have to answer about the closer, as they will have to answer about the manager. back after this.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.